ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ.
ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 8, ಶ್ಲೋಕ 8.
ಅಭ್ಯಾಸಯೋಗಯುಕ್ತೇನ ಚೇತಸಾ ನಾನ್ಯಗಾಮಿನಾಂ ಪರಮಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ದಿವ್ಯಂ ಯಾತಿ ಪಾರ್ಥಾನುಚಿಂತಯನ್.
We are seeing the topic of Antakala Smaranam or Prayanakala Smaranam. Our Shastra prescribe Nishkama Karma or Nishkama Upasana. One has to take up Nishkama Karma, action to be done without any expectation of worldly desires, without expecting any worldly materialistic things, one has to do karma. By that he or she can get chitta shuddhi. Then slowly one has to shift to nishkama upasana. Rather than sakama upasana, one has to come to nishkama upasana, meditating upon the Lord or one's own ishta devata. That upasana helps to focus on our ishta devata. That nishkama upasana qualifies the person. Jnana yogyata prapyartham. Nishkama upasana gives vairagyam, vivekam, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti it gives. Nishkama upasana. And nishkama upasana to jnana yoga he has to come. Jnana yoga means studying scriptures, Bhagavad-gita, Upanishad systematically. So selfish motive one has to reduce to get real peace, happiness, security. By birth, every being is selfish, no? By birth. But gradually one has to reduce that selfish motive. Reducing selfish motive alone is called nishkama karma, nishkama upasana. Selflessly you do actions, selflessly you worship God. Once you worship God selflessly, Bhagavan gives the immense phalam, that is called jnana yogyata prapti. And guru, shastra, study, everything he gives. Once you study shastra, you get peace, security, happiness. These are the words given by the Lord. If you trust in these words, follow. Still you have doubt, okay, do sakama karma, sakama puja. But you may get materialistic prosperity by sakama karma, selfish activities, sakama puja, puja with a motive behind, worldly motive, you get worldly prosperity. Materialistically you grow to the highest ladder. Lot of money, lot of name, lot of fame, so many people under you, they help you, but one thing you miss: peace. Peace of mind is in pieces. Without peace of mind, you can never enjoy your wealth, you can never enjoy your health also. Once peace is not there. If a person knows this fact, he is called a Viveki, he's a mature person. So Bhagavan gives to such a mature person Guru, Shastra. Slowly he understands, he gets Jivan Mukti. Suppose a person, after coming to Nishkama Karma also, Nishkama Upasana also, after coming to Shastra also, not understanding because of ill health, suppose. Or some people, in spite of Nishkama Upasana, they may not get a teacher, guru, nearby. Some places there are no gurus at all who are teaching Vedanta. There are no gurus. What is the guarantee? Like physics, maths teachers available. Vedanta teachers are not available. Because of some bad prarabdhas, that person may not study Shastra, but is doing Upasana, Nishkama Upasana. What about that person missing Shastra? For that person, Lord Krishna is telling, if he remembers Lord at the time of death, if he remembers the Lord at the time of death, he can attain moksha. What moksha? Krama Mukti, gradual moksha. Parampara moksha, krama mukti. How krama mukti comes? He has to remember the Lord when he is leaving the gross body. And the subtle body goes to Brahmaloka. After going there, Brahmaloka, studying what? Same Panchadashi, same Upanishad, same Bhagavad Gita. Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre. Brahmaji will start the class. So, Karma Yoga, Nishkama Upasana, and that Upasana Dvara, you go to that Brahmaloka, and there you study and get Mukti, Krama Mukti. It is called Krama Mukti. If you get Mukti here while alive in this body, you are called as Jivan Muktaha. Now it is your choice. You want to vote for Jivan Mukti or Krama Mukti. Many people give importance to this chapter. Silently, they won't say loudly. Namakepadi adu krama mukti da varaporade. Not you, some people. Okay, some students, you know, they think namakella jeevan mukti enge varaporade. So we'll get only krama mukti, you know. They plan for next journey. How difficult to remember the Lord at the time of death. And the death itself is a struggle. No? At the death time, it is itself is a struggle. In Mukundamala, that sloka comes. Prayana samaye adik munnadi unnirukku. The bhakta is asking, let my mind be on the feet of the Lord. Now onwards, let me remember. Appodukku ippove solli vekkiren. Adhumadhiri, let my mind fill with the Lord's name. Prayana kala samaye kapavata pithai kanthavarodhana samaye smaranam kutaste ani. How am I going to remember Lord at the time of death? Let me remember now onwards. That's why while sitting also, Rama. While standing up also, Rama or Krishna. People go on telling. not nowadays, those days, our party's time now, as they are sitting, Rama, Krishna, that is why they keep their children's name also, Rama, Krishna, so that they can call many times that name. Because you call children many times, how many times you call in your lifetime, your children? How many times? Thousands, thousands of times, even lakhs. Unknowingly you are calling the name of the Lord. By calling your children by that name, your mind registers that. It goes to your subconscious level. Now you know why those names people keep to their children. Now what are the names they are keeping? Mickey Mouse Madri. Names. Two letters. Only two letters. That too, what is the meaning of that name? No, no. Nobody knows. That is the name they are keeping nowadays. The intention of keeping the Bhagavan's name alone to our children, this is the purpose. This is the purpose. Okay, so now Kramamukti discussion is going on. How to remember the Lord is the question. Now Arjuna is asking, hey Krishna, how to remember you at the time of death? How difficult? While living itself is difficult. Daily routine itself, I am not able to remember you. How many times we have failed? Today I have to start japa. Very adventure. I want to start japa. Taking japa. Oh, chant Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram. Sri Ram chit funds ku poyidum. Somewhere it goes. Immediately you say, ayyo. Like that, many times we fail. While living itself, daily routine, many times we have failed to remember the Lord's name. What to talk of deathbed? Nella mudiya karyamana. Krishna says, mudiyum man cholrar. Everybody, abhyasa yogi na tataha nar. Look into the shloka. Abhyasa yoga yuktena Arjuna. It is not impossible, it is possible. By Abhyasa Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga Dvara, Yamaniyama Asana Pranayama Pratyahara Dharana Dhyana Samadhi Abhyasa Dvara. Sajatiya Pratyaya Pravaha Dvara, Vijatiya Pratyaya Anantarita. By maintaining similar thought all the time, as you are doing any action, it is an offering to the Lord. Take like that. Every action is an offering to the Lord. Every word what I am talking is their japa to the Lord. Krishnarpanamastu, Kramarpanamastu, Shivarpanamastu, like that bhavana, brings it ekagrata, sajatiya pratyaya, without any vijatiya pratyaya. Bhagavan name only, without any other thoughts. Similar thoughts only should come. Dissimilar thoughts has to be reduced while doing upasana. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. Mind which is endowed with practice. A practice, tamed mind, trained mind. Well-trained, well-disciplined mind. Now you know why our Indian culture in religion, lot of anushtana, lot of puja, lot of rituals, why they kept? Think over. Not just like that they kept. They want to train your mind regularly in that groove of the Lord. They have kept designed like that. We are not knowing the importance, the behind that significance, the spirit behind that actions, we are not knowing. Sandhyavandanam, Ramakoti, Japam, daily chanting many times, number of times, Panchamahayagnas, number of activities they have kept on, not one or two. Nowhere in any religion these many practices are there. People need it. As many minds, so many sadhanas, according to their level. So, abhyasa yoga yuktena, then, nanyagamina chetasa, the remembering the Lord at the time of death is possible by practice, regular practice of Ashtanga Yoga. And secondly, na anyagamina chetasa, without any distracted mind, means focusing mind. With focusing mind, remembering the Lord is possible. Daily focusing mind you develop. Chetasa with the mind which is na anyagamina mind, that which is not distracted, which is not wavering, which is not going here and there. One aside point, you can see the people's, present day's people's grasping power, attention span is very, very less because of lack of this anushthana. Nowadays, very shallow thinking, very shallow grasping, lack of attention, lack of concentration, lack of efficiency. Lack of concentration, lack of efficiency. Because of this, people's actions are very, 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 you know, fragile, not up to the mark. There is no alertness, there is no brilliance, there is no sharpness, there is no clarity in anything. எல்லாம் தப்பு தப்பாக பண்ணுவான். எது ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணாலும் எவ்ரி திங் ராங் ராங்லி தே சாரி சாரி. அது ஒன்று இருக்கே சொல்கிறதுக்கு, ஹவு மச் வி ஆர் மிஸ்ஸிங் என்னது தெரிய மாட்டேங்கிறது. த சில்ட்ரன் வென் தி ஸ்டார்ட் அஷ்டாங்க யோகா, யூ சீ தேர் ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் கிராஸ்பிங். ஃபர்கெட்ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ் வெரி காமன் நவேடேஸ். ஃபர்கெட்ஃபுல்னஸ், there is no mastery over body, mastery over mind, mastery over senses. What you are going to achieve, tell me? Nothing. That is why you require a tremendous focusing capacity that is possible when you master your body. You cannot master at the age of 70, 60. You see the plant when it is growing, whatever way you want to bend, you can bend it. It moves according to your way you want. Once it become a big trunk, very strong, huge trunk, can you change it? Can you turn it? That's why after 40, 50, 30, anyhow, whatever it may be, you cannot change the person. Very difficult. It has to come from childhood. That's why Tata Party Pandamode, childhood, they start doing. Whatever elders do, children do. That is what our achara. So easily they pick up. For them it is easy at the age of 30, 40, and their life is well designed, Vedic design. Very important. Young age itself, you have to catch at the young. Now what they are catching at the young? Cell phone they are catching. They are catching cell phone, they are catching so many unwanted things, not catching good things. We have to provide all directions, they have to, we have to bombard No, people now, the bombarding, no, media, TV, so many things, they are bombarding their brain. We have to bombard them with our stories, Puranas, yoga, abhyasa, these things we have to dump in their mind. அதுக்கப்புறம் நீ போ, எங்கே போனாலும் ஒன்றும் ஆகாது. Wherever the child goes after growth, they can never stray from our culture. That's why parents have tremendous responsibility, grandparents have tremendous responsibility to mold a child. Then they are the best outcome. Okay, therefore na anyagamina, without undistracted mind, with a mind which is undistracted, such a mind, what you have to do after doing all this practice, ashtanga yoga abhyasa every day, na anuchintayan, for the sake of remembering the Lord only ashtanga yoga, not to reduce tummy. Okay, people are converting ashtanga yoga only to reduce tummy, to reduce blood pressure. Lord Krishna says abhyasa yoga for anuchintayan, for remembering the Lord, not shining skin or heart intact. Irukanona edukappa heart intact irukanona, the heart has to pump the blood. For what purpose? To make the body to live. Why body has to live? To remember the Lord. எங்கேயோ போச்சு, நம்ம எங்க இதுக்கு பண்ணுறோமோ, என்ன பண்ணுறோமோ, எதுக்காகனதே தெரியல. இப்போ யோக அபியாசம் ஆல் த வே இட் டேக்ஸ் யூ டு தட் ரிமெம்பரிங் த லார்ட். ந அந்யகாமினா, வித்தவுட் டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட் மைண்ட். புருஷம் அனுசிந்தையன், கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி திங்கிங் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். That is why in Ashtanga Yoga, Patanjali says, Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodhaha. Yoga means what? Controlling the mind. Mastery on one's own mind. The definition itself says, which yoga center teaching Chitta Vritti Nirodhaha, tell me. Chitta Vritti Nirodhaha, we have to say. Human beings are so efficient in converting anything. They want to make cash. Ella cash pannanum, encash. Even they encash Vedanta also. There are people, they are encashing Vedanta. Now they are encashing yoga. Every yoga center is what? Encashing. Encashing this, such a great yoga science. Now Vedanta also, they are encashing in there. அந்த மாதிரி ஆயிடும், பர்பஸே போயிடும். ஸோ பகவான், ஒன்ஸ் யூ ரிமெம்பர் பை டூயிங் அஷ்டாங்க யோக அபியாசனா, பை ஃபோக்கஸிங் மைண்ட், தென் வாட்? புருஷம் திவ்யம், பரமம் புருஷம் திவ்யம் யாதி, ஹி அட்டெயின்ஸ் தட் பரமம் நிரதிசயம் சுப்ரீம் லார்ட். Divyam, who is brilliant, shining, Chaitanya Swarupam, Atma Chaitanyam. Here we have to understand, Divya means Divi Surya Mandale Bhavam Divyam. The one who is going to the Brahmaji Loka, these are all only Shastra Pramanam. He goes there and attains that Brahman. Divyam Purusham Yati. Yati means attains. He merge. He becomes one with Paramatma. Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam comes there. Krama Mukti Prapnoti Ityarthaha. So, how to remember? I told you in the last class, what you value, you remember always. Simple law. How to remember Lord? Tell me, Swamini. How to remember your bank balance? Are you asking me? You are a fixed deposit amount, how much? Are you having any doubt? Even paisa, you remember because you value it. Are you remembering daily, my fixed deposit is this much, my fixed deposit is this much? Are you doing japa? You are not doing japa. Even dream also it comes. Suppose suddenly wake up, how much you are in fixed deposit, how much you are in? I know, very much. Why? I value it. What I value, I remember always. See, remembering is not the problem. We are not lacking remembering's problem. Memory problem is not there. Memory is there. Nanna irukka memory. Some ladies say, எனக்கு ஞாபகமே இருக்க மாட்டேங்கிறது சுவாமினி இப்போ எல்லாம் மறந்து என்ன ஐ எம் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் எவ்ரி திங் ஐ எம் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் எவ்ரி திங் ஐ ஆஸ்க் யூ வாட் யூ ஆர் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் எவ்ரி திங் ஐ எம் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் ஆர் யூ ஃபர்கெட்டிங் யுவர் கிராண்ட் சன் ஆர் யூ ஃபர்கெட்டிங் என்ன ஃபர்கெட்டிங் எல்லாம் கம்ஸ் ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் லோலே நோ ஆர் யூ ஃபர்கெட்டிங் யுவர் கிராண்ட் டாட்டர் யூ ஆர் ரிமெம்பரிங் ஆல் த டைம் How you are remembering? There you have memory power. There you have memory power. God's name vandapoda memory power problem varum. When God's name only comes, connected to God, memory problem comes. Vedanta subject vandapoda memory problem comes. Ange illada problem ingeye varudhu enna? Yen varudhenna? It has got top priority. This doesn't have a top priority. God, religion, philosophy, they don't have top priority in my life. That's why I'm not able to remember. Okay, what we like, we love, we are remembering very well. Very much we are remembering. Therefore, never say, I am not remembering in avidation. மீ ரிமெம்பர் எது எது ரிமெம்பர் பண்ணுமோ நல்லா தெரியும் நமக்கு சரி தென் ஹூம் டு ரிமெம்பர் நவ் நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் புருஷம் யாதி ஹீ அட்டைன்ஸ் தட் புருஷம் பூர்ண புருஷ பரமாத்மா ஹீ அட்டைன்ஸ் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் வென் ஹீ ரிமெம்பர்ஸ் பை ப்ராக்டிஸிங் ரெகுலர்லி ஹூ இஸ் தட் பரமாத்மா ஹூம் ஹீ ரிமெம்பர்ஸ் ஹூம் ஹீ ஹேஸ் டு ரிமெம்பர் அது தெரியணுமே After doing Ashtanga Yoga Abhyasa, mind we have focusing everything. Now what? You have to study scriptures for that sake also. Guru Shastra Upadeshena Shankaracharya writes, whom we have to remember every day, to remember that Lord at the time of death also, who is He? What is He? What is His nature? You must know. Without Guru Shastra, you can never know who is He, to remember whom. Now tell me, people are doing Upasana. People are doing Upasana, doing meditation. Upon what they are doing? Without Guru's teaching of Shastra, what you remember? That is why Lord Krishna is very, very particular here. Next shloka he says, this is the Purusha one has to remember. This ninth shloka, this is the Purusha to be remembered by an Upasaka at the time of death. Who is this is Purusha? This Purusha, who is he? Unless you have Shastra exposure, you can never understand this Purusha. Because this ninth shloka is going to be saguna nirguna mixture. In the sagunam nirka nirgunam nirka ne theriyadhu upasakanukku first. Ordinary upasaka without guru, without shastra, how a person can know sagunam nirgunam? Therefore Lord Krishna presents such a Lord one has to remember. What is that? Now it is a dhyana shloka. One has to remember this as a dhyana shloka. Let us read. Kavim Purana Manushasitaram अणोरणीयां समनुस्मरेद्यः सर्वस्य धातारमचिन्त्यरूपम् आदित्यवर्णं तमसः परस्तात् The meter, tune, everything has changed to make us attentive. Sometimes Guru go on talking, students feel like lullaby. Same words only Swami talking. Let me have nice snooze and all that. A snap. You have to listen carefully. So Vyasacharya, the drawing the attention of the listeners. Krishna says, one has to remember that Lord who is eight virtues, eight attributes are given here. What are they? Kavihi, number one. Puranaha, number two. Anushasita, number three. Aniyamsam, number four. Dhata, number five. Achintyarupaha, number six. Adityavarnaha, number seven. Tamasah Parastat, number eight. The whole sloka is nothing but Lord's description. What it means? Yaha anusmaret, whoever remembers such a Lord, one who thinks, anusmaret, means anuchintayet, remembers, nishkama upasaka, yaha means nishkama upasaka. What about sakama upasaka? Sakama upasaka go to swargaloka and come back. Sakama upasaka, the one who does upasana for materialistic benefits, he goes to swargaloka and come back. That Lord Krishna is going to tell later. That's why yaha means very particularly you have to remember nishkama upasaka ani artham. Kavim chintayan kavim yatiyana. If he remembers kavi, kavi means not poet. Here kavi means acharya says sarvajnaha. Sarvajnaha means the all-knower, Paramatma, whoever remembers, Nishkama Upasaka remembers, who is omniscient. Kavihi means Trikala Jnani, Sarvajnaha, intelligent principle of this creation and artham. Then Kavihi, you have to convert into Dvitiya Vibhakti, Kavim. Avanai, Dvitiya Vibhakti la convert pananu. Kavim, Anusmaret, Anusmaret. Then, Puranam, Puranaha is Prathama Vibhakti. You have to convert it into Dvitiya Vibhakti, Puranam. So, in the slokan laye, Saguna, Nirguna, mixed irukke. Okay. So Kavi is Sagunam, of Saguna form of the Lord. What do you mean by Sagunam? Lord with attributes is called Sagunam. Lord with gunas or attributes is known as Sagunam. Then Puranaha is Puranam. Puranaha means here, the one who is ancient, one who is never created by anything. Ashtadasha Puranas are also called Puranas. Kartika Puranam, Garuda Puranam, Bhagavata Puranam, like that, so many Puranas are there. Why they are called Puranams? Because they are also ancient, that's why they are called Puranas. Bhagavan is Puranaha because the one who is ancient, ageless, no date of birth. No date of birth. Puranaha. Anusmaret, you have to supply every time. Kavim anusmaret, Puranam anusmaret, Anushasitaram. Anushasita, Anushasitaram, controller of all cosmic laws, regulations, rules and regulations, the one who is maintaining, ordainer, lawgiver, controller. Now it is a big discussion everywhere going in this Kedarnath floods. Human mind is not able to grasp how it has happened. What a massive level it has taken place. It's controller. Who is that Lord controller? Particular time it comes, particular time it continues, and particular time it stops. So nobody knows. That is why here Anushasita Paramatma. This is Sagunam. Sthitikarta ityarthaha. Sthitikarta, sustainer. The ruler of all or sustainer. Next, aniyamsam anoho. Anu means atom. Anoho aniyamsam. Subtler than atom. Atom is subtle. Subtler than atom and subtlest an artham. Anoho aniyamsam. Then dhataram sarvasya. Dhataram means karma phala dhata. Dhatru rukarantaha pullingaha. Dhata, dhataru, dhataraha, dhataram. Who is the substratum? Dhata, we can take it as sustainer here. There, Anushasita means ruler. Satta rupena. Dhata means one who sustains everything by in the form of Sat principle. Sadrupena. One who is the cause, karma phala dada. That is why, and commentator writes, why Bhagavan is called dhataram, dhataraha? Because Paramatma knows to give karma phalam to everyone, which jiva deserves which type of body and what type of atmosphere, circumstances, and what type of pain he has to undergo. Why thousands and thousands of people at the Kedar then? Adella samashti prarabdham. They are there to suffer. So yenge yaru yepu suffer ahanamo yenna anubhavam varanamo ani correct Bhagavan anda. Adha dhataran. Very, very, very intelligent. Because no one should suffer without doing anything. So anything is going under the pain, na? The karma phalam, sukham or dukham. Even single, a second also you should not suffer. That is also because of your karma phalam. That much accurate, one word if you want to say, accurately gives. Accurately. Okay, don't ask me, Bhagavan, why me? And don't ask. Even a second also, your karma only follows. And that's why this karma siddhanta is so powerful. If we know this, we will take care of our present actions. As you sow, so you reap. எல்லாருக்கும் தெரியும் நமக்கு. As you sow, so you reap. As you sow the karma seed, so you reap the karma phalam. Phalam comes, what do? You enjoy. Either sweet phalam or bitter phalam. You have to. Same way, karma phalam. We have to. Dhataram sarvasya. Next, achintya rupam. Dhataram sarvasya is sagunam. Okay. Achintya rupam is nirgunam. Higher and lower. Seventh chapter we saw, no? We are in which chapter now? Eighth chapter. Seventh chapter topic is what? Apara prakriti, para prakriti. See here, both he is mixing. Apara prakriti, he is looking at that. Paramatma, he is meditating upon. Saguna form. The same time, he is has to see that para prakriti also he has to remember. He has to remember. That's why pratima pratikam anirukkaliya. Pratima pratikam. Pratima, I already told you, I am reminding you. Pratima with legs, hands, nose, eyes. Pratima. A symbol without hands, head, legs and all. Sivalingam like, saligramam like, pratikam. Another important point we have to note, what we seek, peace, happiness, security. For these three, we seek money, wealth. These are all we are seeking. All these, what we are seeking, symbolized in the form of Lord. God, peace is nothing but is the form of a God. Because we are seeking from the Lord peace. Security is nothing but the symbolized. Security is symbolized in the form of God. Happiness is symbolized in the form of God. Who is Lakshmi? Now we have chanted Mahalakshmi Ashtakam. Many students chant without book Mahalakshmi Ashtakam. அதே சாரதா ஸ்தோத்திரம் சொன்னேன் புக்கில் அது தேடுறதுக்குள்ள புக் ஸ்தோத்திரமே முடிஞ்சிடும். சாரதா ஸ்தோத்திரம். வி வாண்ட் நாலேட்ஜ், தேர் ஃபார் தட் நாலேட்ஜ் சிம்பாலிக்கலி வி வர்ஷிப் சரஸ்வதி. வாட் ஆம் ஐ சீக்கிங் இன் த வேர்ல்ட்? நாலேட்ஜ், வெல்த், ஹெல்த், ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ரிப்ரசென்ட்ஸ் சிம்பாலிக்கலி ப்ரெசென்டட் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். Lakshmi, Saraswati, Shakti, all names. So therefore, we see the Lord is the representation of security, peace, happiness. Just as flag when you see, represents what? Tricolor flag represents what? Nation. Similarly, God represents what now? You are worshipping, no? இப்போ தானே வீட்டில் பூஜை பண்ணி வந்துட்டேன். You have done and then lighting the lamp and do flowers, offer and you have come. What he represents? He represents peace, happiness, security. Flag ல கூட tricolors, tricolor. Here also பகவான் கூட peace, happiness, security. ஏன்? I want peace. I want happiness, I want security. So he is symbolic. பகவான் இஸ் சிம்பாலிக். அதுதான் இது தெரியாமல் நம்ம ஏதோ பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம் பூஜை. ஓகே, அச்சிந்திய ரூபம் ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ், இன்காம்ப்ரிஹென்சிபிள். ஃபார்ம்டு ஒன் ஒன் யூ கேன் காம்ப்ரஹெண்ட். வித்தவுட் ஃபார்ம் ஹவு கேன் யூ திங்க் அபவுட் தட்? அச்சிந்திய ரூபம் இன்காம்ப்ரஹென்சிபிள் பியாண்ட் thoughts, unobjectifiable in artham. Ra prakriti ishvara is unobjectifiable. Then aditya varnam means effulgent like the sun. Aditya, This is Sagunam. Tamasaha parastat, who is beyond darkness. Tamasaha na, tamas means darkness. Paraha means beyond. Who is beyond darkness means what we can understand. That's why Acharya wrote, what? Guru Shastra Upadesha Dwara Upasana you have to do. Otherwise, how can you understand Tamasa Parastad? Minimum 6 Upanishads you have to read. Aditya Varnam, wherever sun is there is no darkness. See the difference between sun and Paramatma. Wherever sun is, there is no darkness. Somebody went and told, Chinmayananda used to say one story. Somebody went and told, son, you know there is a beautiful girl called Darkness. She's very beautiful, Nisha. Nisha her name, very beautiful, black beauty. You know black beauty? Oh, very beautiful, black in color, black beauty. Then my son thought, let me marry her now. I'm a bachelor now, let me marry that. Mrs. Darkness, no? Miss Darkness, he want to marry. Then he started searching. Son want to marry Darkness, Nisha. He is searching wherever he goes. Everywhere Prakasham. Where is Darkness? Where can he find? He can never. But the consciousness, the Chaitanyam Brahma, who is the one makes the darkness evident. Parastat, tamasaha parastat. That is why you see the darkness. Illa irutta irukkanna. Paapam sun paaka mudiyadu. Indha suryaha avana darkness paaka mudiyadu. Nee mattum paakalam. Who is great? Tell me now. Sun is great, you are great. You, the consciousness is great because you are beyond darkness. You are the witnesser of darkness. Darkness is evident to you, but for not for sun. That's why Krishna Bhagavan, after telling Aditya Varanam, he brings Tamasah Parastat. Even is greater than the Lord Sun. Here sun means brilliance, like brilliant sun. This Paramatma, Aditya Varanam, just as the sun is so brilliant, Paramatma, the consciousness, so brilliant. Tamasa Parastat is Nirgunam again, okay? Now Sagunam, Nirgunam, Sagunam, Nirgunam, ipdi poyinde irukum. Then you have to supply Saha Paramam Purusham Yati. From the previous shloka, you have to supply. Yaha Anusmaret is there. You have to complete. Saha Paramam Purusham Yati. Such a person attains that Paramatma. Yad Bhavam Tad Bhavati. What you think, so you become. Next shloka. Prayana Kale Manasachalena. Bhaktya Yuk. Yoga Balina Chaiva Bhruvor Madhye Pranamavesya Samyak Satah Param Purusham Upaiti Divyam. Prayana Kale means at the time of leaving the body, the Upasaka, what he has to do, now actual, practically he is presenting, how one has to remember, whom he has to remember, over, Kavim Purana Manisyasi Taraman, now how to remember, exactly what he has to do. அது சொல்லி கொடுக்கணும் இல்லையோ அதனால் பகவான் இஸ் டெல்லிங் ஹவு டு டூன்னு. ஒன்றுமே இல்லை, சும்மா அந்த பிராணம் வந்து இஸ் கோயிங் அவுட், நோ இஸ் கோயிங் அவுட் நோ. பிஃபோர் தட் பிராணா லீவிங் திஸ் பாடி, தி உபாசகா ஹேஸ் டு ட்ரா தட் பிராணா டு த ஹார்ட். ஆஃப்டர் ட்ராயிங் த பிராணா டு த ஹார்ட், he has to send that prana to Brahmarandra, kapalam, through what? Through sushumna nadi. He has to send at the time of death. And the pranan vandi pancha pranas are there, every prana he has to draw together and bring to the heart. From heart he has to direct the prana to through the Sushumna Nadi only, not any other Nadi. Shatancha Ekacha Hridayasya Nadyaha. In the Hridayaniki connecta irikara Nadis, Shatancha Ekacha, 101 Nadis are there. Adilo oru Nadi, Sushumna Nadi. If you send through any other Nadi, you cannot go to Brahmaloka. You go to another Loka. Vishwanganya Utkramane Bhavanti annaru. If anyone travels in any other nadi, he cannot go to Brahmaloka, no Krama Mukti. So first, what you have to do? First, you have to find out where is Sushumna Nadi. To learn where is Sushumna Nadi, you must practice Ashtanga Yoga for 20-30 years. Then you have to practice Kundalini and you have to find out that Hridayam, Sushumna Nadi connection, and through that exactly you have to send. So which is connected to Kapalam Brahmarandra. That is why our people after death they see here, touch pandi paapa, edho konjam metta irukke mulla soft a irukka, ah ipudha poirpar avaru kandipa na konja crack kudi irukke edho the crack irukko paarana sila per thengai kuda odappa anga. ஸோ தேங்காய் கட்டி நல்லா உடைச்சானா ஒரு கிராக் வரும், அப்படியே அது பிரம்மரந்திரம் மூலமாக போயிடுவாங்க. அண்ட் தே தி ஸ்லோகாஸ் அண்ட் ஆர் பீப்புள் அப்யூஸ். ஆக்சுவலி பண்ண வேண்டிய அக்கிரமம் எல்லாம் பண்ணி, என்னென்ன அக்கிரமம் பண்ணணும் எல்லாமே பண்ணி, அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் ஐ கேன் ரிமெம்பர் காட், அது போதுமே. பகவான் சொல்லிட்டார், பிரயாண கால ஸ்மரணம், ஹூ எவர் ரிமெம்பர்ஸ் காட் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் தே கோ டு பிரம்மலோகா அண்ட் எட்டைன் முக்தி. நல்லா இருக்கே. ஸோ தே டூ ஆல் அக்ரமம்ஸ், பண்ண வேண்டியதில் 2G ஸ்பெக்ட்ரம் 3G ஸ்பெக்ட்ரம் எல்லாம் பண்ணி முடிச்சு, கிராபிங் எவ்ரி திங், பாபம் பண்ண வேண்டிய வரைக்கும் எவ்வளோ பண்ணணுமோ பண்ணி, அப்புறம் லாஸ்ட் டைமில் ராம 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 ராமன்னா பிரம்மலோகம். எவ்வளோ அட்வான்டேஜ்னா, பகவான் சேஸ் நத்திங் டூயிங்னா. யூ கெனாட் ரிமெம்பர் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் அன்லெஸ் யூ ரிமெம்பர் த்ரூ அவுட் யுவர் லைஃப். இஃப் யூ ரிமெம்பர் த்ரூ அவுட் யுவர் லைஃப், டு ரிமெம்பர் கவிம் புராணம் யூ ஹவ் டு ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திர. இஃப் யூ ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திர டு ரிமெம்பர் த லார்ட் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத், you can never do akramam, impossible. See how shastra nicely apdiye ninga vellila po mudiyamana vechitam apdiye tight. So therefore now the sushumna nadi dwara to send, you must be a yoga practitioner for a length of time, not at what yoga I am teaching people are learning. This way if they do, nothing will come. Yeah, this practice is not sufficient. Either namke vasti practice only we are teaching. Real yogis are very rare. Regular systematic practice following many disciplines. Disciplines are very, very intense. Such a person only Lord Krishna talking. Not these local yogis. Okay. பிரயாண காலே சம்யக்கு பிராணம் ஆவேசியா, ஃபஸ்ட் ஜாப். ஃபஸ்ட் வாட் ஹி ஹேஸ் டு டூ, யோக பலேன சம்யக் பிராணம் ஆவேசியா, தட் யோக பல யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஸ்டெப். யோக பலேன பிராணம் ஆவேசிய, Yoga Bala means by the practice of Samadhi Abhyasa regularly. By the power of yoga, samadhi janita, chitta samskara janita, chitta sthairyam, Acharya writes, pranam aveshya, having properly brought the prana, sthapayitva, aveshya means sthapayitva. Then, where to? Bhruvor madhye, between the eyebrows. Between the eyebrows, you have to focus. This is between the eyebrows means behind the head. Correct, in the middle. In the eyebrows, in the head, in the middle. Angeda sushma nadi point. Okay, you cannot see with your eyes. Okay, they are all subtle. Yoga balena bruvoho madhye achalena manasa. Number two, second step. Yoga balena achalena manasa, with an undistracted mind, with a balanced mind, focused mind. Achalena manasa smaran bhaktya yuktaha. Third point. Bhaktya yuktaha means endowed with devotion. Yoga balena bhaktya yuktaha. Jignasu bhakti ityarthaha. Saha divyam purusham paramam purusham upaiti. At that time, the person leaves the body. He attains, upaiti means attains, divyam purusham. Divyam means tam divyam purusham. Tam means the ninth sloka said kavim purana manushasitaram tam. Who is he? Divyam purusham. Divyam purusham already I have explained. Upaiti. Param also I have explained. Purusham also I have explained. Okay. Divyam also I have explained. There is no need to explain. 11th sloka. Yadaksharam veda vido vadanti. Vishanti yadyatayo vitaragaham. Yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti. Tatte padam sangrahena pravakshem. Sangrahena pravakshe. It's a pratigna vakyam. I shall briefly declare, teach you what he is going to teach later. 20, 21, 22 slokas. He is going to talk about the Paramatma briefly. Te tat aksharam padam. Where he is going to reach that aksharam padam, I am going to talk later. Now he is reaching there. What is that aksharam? Veda vidaha, they say, vadanti. Yat veda vidaha vadanti tat aksharam kavim puranam. He goes there, he reached there. Yad Veda Vidaha Vadanti, which the knowers of Vedas speak about him, that Aksharam. Yad Vitaragaha Yatayaha Vishanti. All the sannyasis are also attains that Aksharam. I will teach later. Okay, he says, Yad Veda Vidaha Vadanti, Vitaraha Vishanti. Rhyme how he is putting. The knowers of Brahman, Shrotriyaha, talks about Aksharam, and the sannyasis, jnanis are attaining that Aksharam. About that Aksharam, I will tell you later. Who says? Krishna, Pravakshe, Aham. Then, not only that, Yad Ichyantaha Brahmacharyam Charanti. To attain that, people desire to follow Brahmacharya Ashrama. To attain that aksharam, people take to Brahmacharya Ashramam. That also, that aksharam I will teach you later. No, he is glorifying the aksharam Brahma. How Brahman is so glorious. And, he is vadanti veda vidaha vadanti vitaragaha vishanti brahmacharyam ichanti people for that aksharam. So that aksharam is so great. More in the next class.
Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.